You told me the Sam Blurb story at Margin Shift.
Yes.
Could you tell it for the record now?
Yeah, and I was looking for a blurb from different people, and Sam Hamill has been an acquaintance for a long time, someone I really respect and found his poetry, actually read and found his poetry all around Washington in different parks, and all of a sudden you have tablets and here is Sam Hamill, and was profoundly moving, especially where the poetry, I don't even remember where did I see this sculpture with his poem on it, fitting the site perfectly. So he's in my mind, and also he helped me when I did the translation of Another Kind of Nation for Chinese Anthology. Sam Hamill was one of the collaborating translators for the book. So I have some encounter with him, collaboration through that connection. But that was almost 10 years ago. So when I approached him, and I was really was without any expectation he would even remember me or respond to my request. But to my surprise, he's right back almost second day. So yes, this is something I can do. So I didn't get the undertone of that particular message. I said, that's great, Sam Hamill. And 2 weeks later, the blurb come. He said, here it is, I did my best. And that was that. But then almost then less than 10 days, I saw the news that he passed. So I think when he said, this is something I can do, is probably already speaking from a limited capacity already. I just didn't pick up I didn't know him personally, so I don't know what he referring to. But that was a poet to the end and still promoting younger, later comers. So I was quite moved by this last encounter with this great giant of poetry.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of his death, first anniversary.
I see,
yeah.
I see.
Port Townsend Memories Garden, that's where you saw it.
Probably, yes. Yeah, we visited there with Ricky Ducanet, probably,
right,
yeah,
right.
Visiting that, yeah.